Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm first excited to welcome Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
Well, Neil, we're doing the 1,000th full episode show today. Of course, we've done more podcasts than that, but they were not a full length. And you're going to interview me.
Yes, I know. And I can't believe that this has been that you've 1,000 episodes, full episodes of your podcast. And again, you've been doing this show for so long that I want to kind of take you back and find out how it's kind of started. It's very interesting when we talk about how things start podcasting. And for people now in the immerse of podcasting, everyone wanting to start a podcast, to listen to someone who's gone through it and has done 1,000 episodes. Wow. Okay. So how did Share Your Mission start?
Well, this is interesting, Neil. We didn't have what we have now then. And so I had to pick a little station in Knoxville, Tennessee, that needed content. And this station was 1,000 watts. And what that translates for somebody that doesn't understand is his signal probably got out of his neighborhood, but maybe not to the other side of town. So I was starting off at the beginning of an industry here. And if I messed up, no problem. Nobody was listening. Today, our signal goes all over the world. So I would need a little time in place in order to get a great program. But, you know, there might be 100,000 other podcasts out there, and they have various links or run so far. But this is the longest running spiritually based radio internet show in America. And I'm real happy to be able to say that I'm going to continue it. And as long as I'm healthy, nobody's going to be able to overtake me. So when we got started with this little station, I remember that my first interview was with a woman who has stage 4 ovarian cancer. And she lived up in the northwest part of the country. And her mission or purpose, other than getting well from her cancer, was to carve these big animals out of trees. And she thought that that, in addition to other things that she did, was the basis for her getting well from her ovarian cancer. And that's how we got started. And then one after another, till we're up to the 1,000th full-length program today. So then later on, since I had been writing books and on the speaking circuit and doing work on freedom from addiction, how to get rid of over 30 addictive behaviors and to do it at a reasonable cost, I added that into the mix. And we started bringing on people who could talk about addiction, could talk about what they were doing, about people who were addicted and how their life was. And that was the second leg of this program. I want to tell you, there's over 30 different addictive behaviors, and I'm going to read you from the back cover of Freedom from Addiction 3, which has been my primary book for a while now. And they include overeating, codependency or control issues, marijuana, alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, inhalants, depressants, stimulants, anabolic steroids, gambling, kleptomania, smoking, sociopathic and or criminal behavior, undereating, sexual and non-sexual abuse, workaholism, excitement, power, greed, teenage rebellion, sexual compulsions, overspending, negative thinking, TV, internet, smartphone overuse, relationship addictions, and collectaholism and hoarding. But now I'm editing the Freedom from Addiction 3, and the new book title will be Freedom from Addiction 4. And we're going to drill down on pornography, gossiping, racism, and suffering. And hopefully I will be able to get this new book out shortly, and you'll be able to hear about everything that was in the last book, but also some new stuff. And Freedom from Addiction is my basic goal in life, to help people get over any of these 30 different addictive behaviors. The interesting thing, Neil, is that all addictive behaviors come from the same source. Since that's the case, and since they all have the same causation, they can be treated the same with the same program. And having said that, I'll say that the cure statistics are going to be the same regardless of whether you have this addiction or that addiction. How do you know if you have an addiction? I define an addiction as any behavior that you have that you find that is hurting you or is hurting someone you love, and you can't stop it for whatever reason. You can't stop it. So that's what I define as addiction. So you see, with that definition, it brings a whole lot of things into the mix. And it's very hard for me to find somebody that's not addicted to something. The cause of addictions is low self-esteem, not valuing yourself enough as a person, and not having a elevated spiritual consciousness that backs up that low self-esteem. So in the book, I show you how to increase your self-esteem so that you no longer need addictive behaviors. And in case you were wondering, what kind of symptoms would I have if I was suffering from addiction? Let me give you the list and you count up and see how many of these symptoms that you have. Obviously, the more symptoms you have, the more likely it is that you're suffering from this disease. Those psychological symptoms are anxiety or nervousness, depression, pain, loneliness, a lack of love, a void in your life, emptiness, unworthiness, a sense of failure, sorrow, insecurity, guilt, shame, unhappiness, lack of acceptance, lack of energy, fear, boredom, resentment, self-pity, need for immediate gratification and pleasure, and finally, suicidal thoughts. If any of those things are bothering you, one or more, you may be suffering from the disease of addiction. And if you can conquer that and get cured from your disease, the psychological symptoms will go away, or mostly go away. They won't bother you like they used to. So we put the second leg onto the program years ago and started also talking about addiction. Now, I have a guest that's coming up very soon, and he's going to talk about channeling. And he's channeling his son, who is dead, who's in the spirit world. And he gave him the advice from what he knows of the spirit world so that he can help his father, and his father can write a book and help us. And the interesting thing about it is that although I wasn't really up on channeling spirits, I was up on channeling God. God channeled many people in the Bible, from Moses and Abraham on down, and gave them advice, things to work on, write about, and everything. And in November of 1990, he channeled me and gave me this book. The therapy section of it has not changed in the years that it's been in print, although other aspects of the book have been revised many times. So you'll want to hear this story of channeling, but just remember that the message that I have in my book came from God. And since God doesn't make mistakes, that's why this book and his therapy program works, and works all the time, because God was the source. Now, I will say that there are three things that you got to do to make it work all the time. And the first thing is that you really have to want to get well. If you just halfway want to get well, or only want to get well if it's easy, it may not work. You have to, in your heart, really want to get well in order for this program to work. The second thing is your belief. Belief in terms of how important it is probably the most important thing. Metaphysically, if you have belief, things can happen to you that would not have happened otherwise. And if you don't have belief, or you just have a belief in your head and not in your heart, probably the same thing, is not going to happen. So with those two things in the background, if you have those two things, and then the third thing is that you have to follow the program. The entire program is in the book. You can read it, do it yourself at home. It doesn't require any additional professional help, although I am available to help you one-on-one if you think you need it. So that's pretty much the story of the second leg of my podcast, Addiction. And then the third level is truth just below the surface, which includes investigative journalism. So, Neil, tell them how this came about over a year ago.
You were saying you were tired of how the mainstream media is not covering certain events, certain things that are true, but they're not out there. They've not been reported. They end up reported later after you've had it on your podcast and have talked about it, but it has not been reported. So you came up with this idea to do this show, and it really increased your downloads even more, but also provided information no other news agency is going to cover because they're afraid of the controversy. And we've covered things about masks. We've covered things about COVID-19. We covered where COVID-19 occurred before anyone else did. We covered things regarding the vaccine. We've covered things regarding specifically other ways to treat COVID-19 before it came out to the mainstream. So many different topics have been covered, that the election, different organizations, everything, but that the mainstream media is afraid to cover. But lo and behold, 3, 4, 5 months later, it comes back. When what happens?
Well, they admit that what we have been telling people was the truth. And not always have they come to the point of admitting that. For example, I understand just this week that the president is going to get somebody to look into the origin. And I think that when this is done, if it's done correctly, they will confirm what we said back a year ago, that the origin of this virus was from the Chinese lab in Wuhan. And so that's just one example.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's just something that you just, you're missing out if you don't listen to this for sure.
And we have all these episodes archived. So you can subscribe to the podcast and that will get you the latest one, but you can roll back and look for topics that you think are interesting. I think I've got between 250 and 300 programs, and you won't be interested in everything, but there'll be things there that you can go back and listen to and see what we had to say about it before the rest of the world heard about it. So, Neil, you came on board between 2 and 3 years ago, and with our connection, you brought on your program, and we simulcasted many, many programs. Tell them about your program of simulcasting, the reach and everything that it has.
That's a great point. Yeah, you decided to simulcast with me my program, which a lot of my clients do and other people I work with, because they see the reach, and we are always looking for great programs and great stories. And Wynn came to me and said, Neil, I really want to start doing this with you. And I said, okay, fantastic. So we started to do it. My show has grown as I started at the beginning with one college radio station. It's been 11 years and done over 7,000 shows, plus interviewed celebrities, super amazing people. But we have a syndication of 150 plus stations and at 5 million listeners, viewers per week on the program. Well, Wynn wanted to start to simulcast with me, and we talked, and I said, well, you know, you have a great mission, great information. I'm going to start doing it with you. And he gets about a million listeners when he does the simulcast. And we continue to grow as, in syndication. 2021 has been interesting in growth in other ways, but I'm looking to add more stations. I'm in conversations every day about more stations, more podcast syndication, interesting things that are happening as we continue to grow the Neil Haley Show and the Neil Haley Network. But it's been fantastic. And, you know, he has a platform that this can be not just a podcast, but on terrestrial radio, real radio stations, and also internet radio, which I talked about before, that's still not forgotten, but yet podcasting's exploded. So there you go. So that's about it. But we do simulcasts together where we interview interesting people or have interesting topics like Truth Just Below the Surface.
And Neil, your reach is even outside of the United States, isn't it?
Oh, I have 180 countries. Yeah, we're heard all over the world. So it's a great tool to get the word out, not just in the United States, but all over the world.
So the next thing that I wanted to tell you about is I give you two free resources that you can use if you grab a pen and write them down. The website is www.RevWynHendersonMD.com. And the podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Libsyn is one of my distributors, and you spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. Don't put any capitals in there. Don't put any spaces in there. So those are two of the things that you can use to get more information. Now, when you go to my website, we keep working on it all the time and putting blogs on there and information. And it also tells you about the four programs that I have that if you would like, you can access through the website. The least expensive program is buy the book. If you're self-motivated and can sit down with it and do what it says, for about $12 on Amazon, you can get better results than inpatient therapy programs costing as much as $80,000 for 28 days. For the people that do those three things, they get a cure rate. And we say our cure rate is 100% when you do those three things. If you're not willing to do the three things, then we're not for you. But at any rate, there's four programs on the website, with the least expensive being $12. And the most expensive one, which is somewhat unusual, is complete one-on-one availability of myself. And in that program, you can have availability to me for as long as you need until you cure your program. So that's a guarantee that you're going to get over whatever addictive behavior you've got, and it's $10,000. But compared to some of the other programs going as high as $80,000, $10,000 sounds like a real fair price to me. And you can use that website to get additional information on addiction. So Neil, I think that kind of summarizes where I'm at right now and in this 1,000th program. I'm getting ready to start working on the next 1,000 programs. And thank you so much for your help.
Well, it was great to be part of this exciting milestone. And thank you to all the listeners that have been learning a little bit about me as well and got to share and interview you today.
Okay. Well, God bless everybody.
All right, guys, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Shots Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show, celebrating the 1,000th episode. Take care.